The contracts require county workers to pay 5.8% of their wages for pensions on top of paying 10% of their health care costs, but allow the workers to keep their collective bargaining rights until the end of the year. Wood County Chairman Lance Plimmel says with the county facing big cuts in state aid, they can't wait for the governor's budget repair bill to be passed.
We had a governor's proposal on the table that would help us balance our budget. Because of the delays, because of the 14 senators that have fled the state, and every day the clock ticks, we go one more day into the calendar year without starting to garner any of these savings.
Ask Me Union Representative Houston Parrish says the workers approved the cuts so they could keep their unions intact until the end of the year.
I was intimately involved in negotiating that monstrosity. The employees decided to at least insulate themselves for the short term so that the unions can continue to exist and fight the politicians that are doing this to them.
Parrish says the cuts in the contracts were a bitter pill for his members to swallow.
It's about an 8% net pay cut for all of these employees immediately, and that's unconscionable. Government shouldn't be doing that to its people.
But Chairman Plimmel says the county had no choice.
The piggy bank is empty. You know, we've turned it over, we've shaken it, all the change has fallen out, no matter how hard you shake it and how much, you know, you still want to buy an ice cream cone, there's no money available to do that.
The contracts for about 430 Wood County workers will expire at the end of the year. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.